Hey, this is Joel Marion, Cheat Your Way Thin, and welcome to the Confessions audio. This diet was developed by a screw-up, and that is the God's honest truth. If I were perfect, I never would have discovered how effective an approach to Cheat Your Way Thin could be. I never would have developed this diet, and I never would have put this system together. You see, in the early months of 2003, I was on a mission to obtain the best physical shape of my life. Extremely determined, I formulated my plan of attack and made up my mind that there would be no deviating from it. And that meant no pizza, no ice cream, no potato chips, no cookies, no candy, or any other food that wasn't on my pre-approved list. Absolutely no cheating is what I told myself. I knew it wouldn't be easy, but I also knew that it's what I had to do to make my goals reality. Or at least that's what I thought. Now, no more than a month into the diet, I hit a wall, a big wall. And over the course of the next few weeks, neither the scale or the image in the mirror seemed to change. I became discouraged, and given my relatively limited knowledge of the body's natural feedback systems at the time, I had no clue as to why my progress had come to such a screeching halt despite my religious adherence to the program. Shortly after, I was invited to this party, hosted by Italians, which included plenty of fun, games, and perhaps most importantly, plenty of good food. Now, anyone who knows me will attest to the fact that I love to eat. It's common knowledge that to ensure that there's enough food at any party or any event, I need to be counted as three guests, minimum. And the fact that I wasn't eating anything at this party concerned quite a few individuals. From the moment I walked in the door, I was surrounded by food. Within 10 minutes, I had been offered something to eat at least a half a dozen times. After repeatedly, albeit reluctantly, uttering the words, "No thank you," people began to ask why I wasn't eating. I told them I was dieting, and after dealing with the usual, "Come on, live a little," response, I continued to socialize. After about a half hour, I made the mistake of walking to the kitchen. Everything smelled so good. Pasta, meatballs, Italian breads, and pastries, crackers, cookies, chips, cake. Before I knew it, I was living up to my reputation, devouring plate after plate of pasta, meatballs, warm, soft Italian bread, desserts, and just about anything I could get my hands on. After continuing to indulge myself for the next few hours, the party started to wind down, and it was time to head home. Upon my arrival, I immediately sprawled out on the couch and let the insulin and serotonin rush I recently triggered do its thing. I slept like a baby that night. Unfortunately, when I woke up, I did so with a cloud of guilt surrounding me. I felt like a complete failure. I broke the plan. Instead of sucking it up when things got difficult, I gave in and became careless. Still, I had goals to reach, and I couldn't let my screw-up keep me down. Over the course of the next few days, I got back on track with my diet and exercise program and was doing quite well. But it wasn't very long until I was tempted again. No more than a week later, I walked into the door from a long day of work to find two freshly baked pizzas sitting on the kitchen table. Man, was it ever the wrong time for something like this to happen? I hadn't eaten in hours, and I was, quote-unquote, starving. I figured a slice or two wouldn't kill me, but that slice or two turned into half a pie, then five and six slices, and eventually I put the finishing touches on an entire large pizza. At that point, I became pretty liberal about what I ate for the rest of the evening. I figured the night was already lost, so why not enjoy it and start fresh tomorrow? Needless to say, I splurged into the wee hours of the morning that night, running up quite an impressive calorie total along the way. Screw-up number two was now a page in the history books. Once again, I resumed my program in hopes of making up for lost ground. Just a few short days, the initial bloat and water retention resulting from my massive feast had faded, and surprisingly, I actually appeared to be leaner than I was 2 weeks before. This made me curious, and understandably so, I decided to step on the scale, something that I had been adamantly avoiding, to find out exactly what was going on here. I was down 3 pounds. How in the world did the most undedicated, screwed up 2 weeks of my dietary life pull me out of a major fat loss rut and result in a 3-pound loss of flab? I can't say that I was tremendously surprised by what had just happened. In the past, when attempting to shed unwanted body fat, I allowed myself to periodically have a day in which I didn't take my diet so seriously. Provided that I immediately got back to business with my program, the approach worked fairly well. At times, however, I would cut out any and all cheating with the intention of accelerating my progress or breaking through a fat loss plateau. Unfortunately, that never really worked. Every time I tried to be extremely strict with my diet, it didn't accelerate much of anything, and oftentimes, progress seemed even slower. I blamed the start of fat loss on something else, though. Not enough exercise, didn't take calories low enough. Instead of making the correlation between eliminating the cheating and my lack of results, why, after experiencing this trend, had I failed to make the connection? I think the answer is pretty simple. The concept that cheating could be beneficial seemed to defy logical reasoning. It just didn't seem to make sense. Luckily, though, our bodies are a lot smarter than we are. At this point, I was convinced that what I had experienced was more than just coincidence. So I started browsing through various peer-reviewed journals and databases and began taking a deeper look into what happens in our bodies when we diet and what happens when we overeat. What I discovered through searching the medical literature proved to be very, very interesting. I continued to read and learn and experiment with both myself and my clients during the next several months. To say that the results people were experiencing were intriguing would be a serious understatement. People absolutely loved the effectiveness and the practicality of the approach that I was teaching them. Cheat Your Way Thin was helping individuals achieve things they were never able to before, and that was exciting. Later on that year, I wrote my first article on the subject, and since, I've written a ton more. Literally thousands and thousands of individuals have benefited from the approach to date, and every client's experience has helped me to perfect the setup further. Now, we're looking at close to 6 years later, I can say with confidence that I have been able to bridge the gap between the science and what actually happens in the real world and have pinned down the most effective way to incorporate periodic cheating into a diet plan to yield the fastest, least painful results you have ever experienced. I'm excited to hear about your success. It's now time to move on to the Game Changer audio.